silver platter. An invitation to you to hear Jack Wagner with interviews and great new albums too. So stay a while for the songs and chatter designed especially to say, here's Hollywood on a silver platter. Let it underway.
Easy listening on the swingin' side could describe our opener for this session of Silver Platters from Hollywood, and it's the famous Nelson Riddle Orchestra backing the fabulous Frank Sinatra. From Sinatra's Swingin' Session LP, it's Only a Paper Moon.
It is only a paper moon sailing over a cardboard sea, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Yes, it's only a canvas sky hanging over a muslin tree, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me.
Only a Paper Moon, Frank Sinatra, and Nelson Riddle spotlighting one of the greatest LPs in Frank's recording career. It's called Sinatra's Swingin' Session. Every once in a while, I'm just lost for words in how to introduce a guest here on the show, because there is probably so much respect for the particular person, or the person has achieved a certain level in the music business, that kind of frightens me because of this greatness. So let me very simply welcome to our show one of the most respected and best guitarists of our time, George Van Epps. George, it's indeed a pleasure to have you on the air with me here. It's been, I don't know how many years, back in about 1957, I guess, that we were together on a local station here in Los Angeles.
I believe so, Jack.
Certainly good to see you again.
It's a pleasure to be here. It's nice to see you, too.
And I'm delighted with this album of yours called My Guitar.
Is that the name of it? I didn't really know.
That's the name of it, Joe.
Well, thank you for telling me.
Yeah, it's marvelous. And you, working with you was Frank Flynn, a percussionist and a very talented man himself.
An artist.
And you've worked
True
together
artist.
With him for years, too.
Yes, for quite a few years, we as sidemen.
Mm-hmm.
And when I had the opportunity to do this album, they told me I could have any number of musicians to back mm-hmm. me up. They could have a big band, a small group, or anything. And I said, I want one man. I want Frank Flynn.
And it worked out just lovely.
That was it. Well, he's a very tasty musician.
Well, we're going to talk about this album and your career too, George. But right now, let's give our listeners a sample of this fine album we're talking about. Our guest, George Van Epps, and Frank Flynn accompanying. And this we'll dedicate to our reunion here on the air again. This is It's Been a Long, Long Time. George Van Epps. ¶¶ Sound of George Van Epps, Frank Flynn, percussionist, from the album that we're featuring called My Guitar. That was It's Been a Long, Long Time. More from our feature album, My Guitar, on our Silver Platter Show from Hollywood, featuring our guest George Van Epps. George, you started out quite a long time ago in the business, didn't you?
Longer ago than I'd like to remember, yes. I started when I was 12, and I worked my first job when I was 12.
And you were part of the original Benny Goodman Band, too, I understand.
Yes, I was a charter member in that in 1933-34. Played Billy Rose's Music Hall.
Oh, golly. Now, this guitar that you have is a seven-string guitar, which is the only one of its kind, right?
Well, there are other seven-string guitars. However, they're not built like this, or they're not tuned the same way. The seventh string is a roving string. They tune it to any pitch they want at the moment.
But you designed this one yourself.
Yes.
And it's quite unique, I guess, as the liner notes were telling me on the back of the album, because of your love for the bass line, which is the very foundation of all harmonics.
That's the reason I added it.
Yeah. And it turned out beautifully. Now, of course, although I asked you to bring it, we don't have the amplification, which is really the best thing for the sound. But it would be kind of nice if you could give us a little sampling of this instrument in some of the harmonic improvisations that you feature in the album.
It will sound, Jack. It just won't have authority.
Uh-huh.
But the notes will be there.
What's nice about this instrument, you can play these big, fat chords, too. Yeah. That's a marvelous sound. Now, this is actually, this instrument is harder to play than the conventional guitar, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Jack. It takes more strength than the normal six strings.
And you play it like a classical guitar, actually.
I use a classic technique in the right and left hand. I prefer to use the hammer technique, the arched finger on the left hand, because the thumb position doesn't work on this tuning.
I see. Well, let's get back to the album once again, My Guitar, our feature LP here on our Silver Platter Show. My guest, George Van Epps, once again with his equally talented partner, Frank Flynn. And this is Spanish Eyes. Thank you. Spanish Eyes, a big hit for singer Al Martino, done for you instrumentally by our guest George Van Epps from our feature album, My Guitar. A reminder here, you're listening to the Silver Platter Show coming your way from Hollywood. My name is Jack Wagner. My in-person guest is George Van Epps, featuring George's album called My Guitar. Very Antime kind of recording with his longtime friend and fellow musician Frank Flynn. And it's been a long, long time, Spanish Eyes, and we have coming up now Lollipops and Roses, another fine song that was written not too long ago. Some of the things that you recorded, I know you've done some of the Beatles songwriting team here of John Lennon and Paul McCartney, some very nice things like And I Love Her, among other things.
Yes, we did, Jack.
How did you find these as just songs? They write very well, don't they?
Yes, they the songs have a lot of character. They have a lot of appeal. And it was a nice challenge. The way it was presented to me, they said they have heard these tunes done every different style,
mm-hmm,
by a lot of little groups and a lot of different, mm-hmm, guitar players. And they said, why don't you take these tunes and play them your way and let's see what happens.
Now, there were no arrangements in this session.
We used no music. We were flying blind all the way through.
And it certainly came out just delightful.
Well, thank you, Jack. I'm glad you like it.
Well, George, it certainly was nice of you to take time to come by and be on our show. I hope we'll see you again soon.
I hope so, too, Jack. Thank you very much.
Our guest, George Van Epps, once again from our feature album, My Guitar, Lollipops and Roses. Thank you. Lollipops and Roses, that marvelous, easy listening sound of George Van Epps. And the album, My Guitar. One of those albums that just kind of lulls you into a, you know, lazy mood. And since I'm basically a little lazy anyway, I'm afraid I can't put this album away without playing just one more. So here again, the George Van Epps sounds with the theme from A Summer Place. From A Summer Place. Again, the soft sounds from our feature album, My Guitar, starring George Van Epps. The Letterman up now, with Jimmy Haskell conducting, for the album A New Song for Young Love. Tony, Jim, and Bob sing Try to Remember. The Letterman.
Try to remember the kind of September when light was young and oh so mellow. Try to remember the kind of September when grass was green and gray. Try to remember the kind of September when you were tender and callow fellow. Try to remember, and if you remember, then September that made
another easy one there. Try to remember the Letterman on our Silver Platter Show from Hollywood. Jimmy Haskell conducting. And the album is A New Song for Young Love. And another free album is on its way, this time to Mrs. Charles Converse, who writes that she hears the Silver Platter Show over KLIZ in Brainerd, Minnesota.
And so it's over. Where did the moments go?
Well, again, I'd like to remind you to drop me a postcard so you can be eligible to win a free album on our show here. We give away at least one on every program, so let's hear from you. Just write to me in care of this station. Our engineer was George Irwin, and this is Jack Wagner in Hollywood.
So